2026年5月中旬
Mid-May 2026
一个名叫鲁莽的本
A book named Reckless
简称鲁本的YouTube账号 发布了一个讲述一件二手乐高丢失案的视频
The YouTube channel of a person nicknamed Ruben posted a video about the case of losing some Lego bricks
到现在算上
So far
各大百万粉丝级别的大博主
Major million follower influencers
对这件事的reaction 或者解析视频 影响力呢在全美已经达到千万级别
The reaction or analysis of this video has reached millions in the United States
而且这个系列的视频可称为我最近几年看过的最精彩的自媒体内容
Moreover, this series of videos can be called the most exciting self-media content I have seen in recent years.
并且在中文区也没有什么自媒体来讲这件事儿。
And there are no self-media platforms in Chinese that can talk about this.
这期视频我试着做一个尽量兼顾简洁和清晰的介绍。
I tried to make these videos as concise and clear as possible.
有能力的朋友也可以自行去追踪这个账号的原视频，去追踪后续。故事的起因来自一位得病住院的美国老人。
A friend with the ability to do so can also independently track the original video of this account to trace the origin of the subsequent story.
他这一生收藏了大量珍贵甚至绝版的乐高商品。
He has collected a large number of valuable and even rare Lego items throughout his life.
估值大概20万美金左右。
The estimated value is around 20 million US dollars.
没事。
Okay.
就联动各种大 IP 做大电影的那个乐高。
A Lego movie that links various major IPs.
2023年
2023
因为老人生病住院
Because of old people's illness and hospitalization
家里开支紧张
Due to financial constraints at home
于是老人委托自己的儿子布莱恩把手里的这些乐高拿到二手市场上去变卖
Then the old man asked his son, Brian, to take these Lego bricks and sell them at a second-hand market.
因为乐高本身的价值很高,
because Lego is very valuable.
所以美国有一些专门买卖二手乐高的线下机构。
Therefore, there are some offline institutions in the United States that specialize in buying and selling used Lego sets.
其中最知名的一家品牌叫做砖块和小人
The most well-known brand is called Brick and Mortar
一家总部设在犹他州
A company headquartered in Utah
北美拥有300多家加盟店的大公司
North America has a large number of franchise stores
可以简单理解为二手乐高的闲鱼平台
It can be simply understood as a second-hand Lego platform similar to Zioneer.
于是,
So,
布莱恩就选中了砖块小人俄勒冈州的塞勒姆分店。
Ryan chose the bricks and mortar store in Salem, Oregon.
把父亲一辈子的乐高藏品送到了店里上架销售。
Put all the Lego collections from my ancestors on display in the store.
并且签订了委托售卖合同。
And signed a sales and distribution agreement.
在此期间,
During this period,
乐高的所有权仍属于布莱恩。
Brian still owns the Lego.
而砖块小人会从收入,
And the little brick people will be from income.
而砖块小人会从售出的收益里拿走百分之。And
the little brick people will take a portion of the profits from sales.
给到布莱恩手里，但是。Then
give it to Brian.
是在一段时间后。However,
for a period of time.
塞勒姆店的店长克里斯因为家庭原因必须离开美国，所以向砖块小人总部申请转让店铺。
Chris's store. Chris's is applying for a transfer of the store due to family reasons.
但是总部很快就派来了。
However, the headquarters dispatched people very quickly.
叫做乔什和布兰登的两个新店主。
Two new shop owners named Josh and Brandon.
在克里斯还没有清点完货物和账务。
Before Chris had finished counting the goods and accounts.
之前，在克里斯还没有清点完货物和账目之前，直接收走了他的钥匙。
Before Chris had finished counting the goods and accounting, I took his keys directly.
并且把他赶出了店铺。
And he was kicked out of the store.
甚至威胁。
Even threaten.
如果不满，可以起诉。
If you are dissatisfied, you can sue.
只不过要承担巨额的诉讼费，得不偿失。
However, the cost of litigation is too high.
克里斯无奈放弃了自己的权益。
Chris reluctantly gave up his rights.
并且电话通知了布莱恩。
And the phone call informed Brian.
因为他的藏品是这家塞勒姆店价值最高的一批货物。
Because his collection was the most valuable items in this Salem store.
必须要把这个变故告诉他。
You must tell him about this.
然而
However,
等布莱恩拿着合同来店里想要确认自己的藏品时
When Brian came to the store to confirm his collection,
却同样遭到了拒绝。
But it was also rejected.
并且对方宣称根本不知道这批所谓价值$200,000的乐高在哪里。
And the other party claimed that they had no idea where this so-called $20,000 worth of Lego bricks were.
布莱恩从克里斯拿出的店里监控。
Brian watched the store from across the street.
了解到来自总部的新店主。
I learned from the new store owner who is based in headquarters.
不仅拒绝向布莱恩支付卖出藏品的收益。
Not only did they refuse to pay Brian the proceeds from selling his collection,
甚至还用卡车直接搬走了大量乐高。
They even used trucks to transport a large amount of Lego bricks.
布莱恩当然不能接受。
Brian couldn't accept it.
但是得到了同样的威胁。
But I got the same threat.
尽管去告。只不过砖块小人公司会尽全力拖长官司时间，用天价诉讼费拖垮布莱恩一家。
Although the lawsuit is small, the company will do everything in its power to drag out the proceedings and bankrupt the Brain family through exorbitant legal fees.
这是典型的万恶资本压制平民的恶性事件。
This is a typical case of capital oppression and exploitation of the masses.
布莱恩把这件事情告诉了一些 YouTuber.
Brian told the matter to some YouTube channels.
大家也愿意帮助布莱恩在网上宣传这个极其恶心的事件。
Would you also like to help Brian promote this extremely disgusting event online?
但是他们也陆续接到了来自砖块小人公司的神秘力量影响。
However, they have also been gradually receiving mysterious influences from the Brick People Company.
只能被强制下架视频。
Videos that can only be forcibly removed.
面对大公司的庞大资源。
In the face of large companies' vast resources.
这些 YouTuber 无奈放弃帮助了布莱恩。
These YouTube channels have given up on helping Brian.
而警察也包庇砖块。
And the police also covered up for the bricks.
小人公司无法给布莱恩任何支持。走投无路的布莱恩终于找到了本次事件的主角。
The small company was unable to provide Brian with any support, so Brian finally found the main character of the incident, who was in a desperate situation.
Ruben 也是一个有蛮大影响力的。
Ruben is also a very influential person.
YouTuber, 在听过整个事件
after listening to the whole event,
并且核实了相关证据后。
and after verifying the relevant evidence.
鲁本承诺在帮助布莱恩拿到这批本属于他家的乐高之前，
Reuben promised to help Brian get his hands on this batch of Legos that belonged to him.
绝对不会放弃帮助他。
I will never give up on helping him.
于是才有了这次引爆全美网络的乐高案件视频。
This is how the Lego incident video that went viral across the United States came about.
鲁本带着团队一路开了16个小时。
He Reuben drove the team for 16 hours.
直接奔到了砖块小人的塞勒姆分店。
Walked straight to the bricks and mortar store in Salem.
想要听听他们的直接的说法。
I want to hear their direct statements.
当鲁本报上布兰的名字后，
When the name Brandon appeared on the Reuben's newspaper,
看店的经理直接无理由请他离开。
The manager of the pet shop directly fired him without any reason.
甚至要给警察打电话。
Even had to call the police.
鲁本手里有合同的复印件啊。
And I have a copy of the contract here.
不够说明布莱恩对于这批乐高的拥有权。
This clearly demonstrates Brian's ownership of the Lego set.
而且他携带的摄像设备也拍到了一些本属于布莱恩一家的乐高商品。
In addition, the camera he carried also captured some Lego toys that belonged to the Blaine's family.
但是对方坚称那些乐高都是属于店铺。
However, the other party insisted that those Legos belonged to the store.
而非布莱恩的。
Not Brian's.
总之。
In conclusion,
就是对方压根不承认。
The other party completely denies it.
拥有布莱恩家的乐高，
Having Lego from Brian,
高还要赶他们走，而且
Let's go and get them out.
分店和总部一直在踢皮球。
Our branch and headquarters are constantly passing the ball back and forth.
不管鲁本找到哪边，
No matter where Reuben finds,
他们都会互相推诿。
They will accuse each other,
说
Saying,
这是另一边需要负责的问题。
This is another problem that needs to be addressed.
很快
Soon,
警察就到了。
The police arrived.
听过了鲁本的解释后，
After listening to Reuben's explanation,
完全没有去谈乐高，而是直接给鲁本下了终身禁令。
The player was directly banned from playing Lego for life.
不准再进入塞勒姆店，和布兰一样。
Don't enter the Salem store like Brian.
一旦被警察发现，再次进入。
Once discovered by the police,
就会直接被。
Will be directly arrested.
抓，仿佛他们才是坏人一样。
They seemed like villains.
鲁本来到了砖块小人的总。
Ru arrived at the headquarters of Brick People.
总部直接和 CEO 对。
Confront the CEO directly.
CEO 非常果断地说
The CEO said decisively,
我们没有拿那些乐高。
We don't have those Legos.
仿佛这些全都是鲁本编造的。
It seems like all of these were fabricated by Rubenstein.
假话一样。
Lies.
鲁本很礼貌地给
Reuben was polite.
给了两个选项。
Provided two options.
简单点。
Simply put,
直接把那些乐高还给布莱恩。
Give those Legos back to Brian.
然后两清，复杂点，这个方式你们肯定不会喜欢。
Then the two stars will definitely not like this way.
那 CEO 也是久经沙场的商人了。
That C is also a veteran businessman.
根本不会在乎鲁本说什么，说要是你们再不走，就要叫警察了。
I don't care what Reuben says, but if you guys don't leave, I'm calling the police.
其实在这里
Actually, here.
砖块小人如果直接归还那些乐高就没事了。
If the Lego bricks are returned directly, there will be no problem.
但是
However,
既然敬酒不吃吃罚酒
Since you can't drink after being toasted, you have to pay the price.
鲁本也只能开始了极其艰难的双刃剑。
Reuben could only start with a very difficult double-edged sword.
是维权之路。
The road to justice.
鲁本回看了自己拍摄的录像。
Reuben watched the video he had filmed.
认为这家店的人是被他们尚未露面的新店长洗脑了。
I think that the people in this store are being brainwashed by their new unseen manager.
才会对自己这么戒备。
That's why they are so guarded.
巧的是
Interestingly,
鲁本以前还真的潜伏过那种洗脑教徒的邪教。
Reuben was actually a former leader of a brainwashing cult.
在他过往视频里也留下了全过程。
In his previous videos, he also left the entire process.
有兴趣的观众可以去看看。
Interested viewers can take a look.
总之
In conclusion,
鲁本很了解邪教洗脑的手段。
Reuben is very familiar with the methods of cult brainwashing.
于是他灵机一动。
Then he had an idea.
那我就反洗脑。
Then I will reverse the brainwashing.
他们的店员不就行了吗？
Their staff should be enough, right?
鲁本开始了鲁莽的企划。
Reuben started a reckless plan.
第一步
First step,
把自己的团队成员设定成一个乐高邪教的头目
Set your team members as the leader of a Lego cult
伪装成一个知名 YouTuber 跑到砖块小人的赛勒姆店
Pretend to be a famous YouTuber and go to the Brick People store in Salem
搞了个假的小游戏
Created a fake little game
用100块钱的奖金
With a prize of $100,
骗到了一个天真无邪的女店员，跟随他们跑到深山老林里参加乐高邪教的入教仪式。
A tricked a naive and innocent female shop assistant into following them deep into the wilderness to participate in their Lego cult initiation ceremony.
然后洗脑了几个小时。
Then I was brainwashed for several hours.
成功把女店员洗到了他们一边。
Successfully got the female shop assistant to agree to their demands.
可以让她放下新房。
Let him put down the new house.
谈起了那个真正的主题，消失的乐高藏品。
The topic of the truly lost Lego collection.
经过女店员的确认。
Confirmed by the female shop assistant.
对方的店长的确知道那批乐高的下落。
The store manager definitely knew the whereabouts of that batch of Lego bricks.
而且还打算让警察逮捕他们。
And they also planned to arrest them.
鲁本从女店员这里搞到了新店长。
Reuben got a new store manager from the female clerk.
乔什的电话。
Josh's phone.
终于可以和对方直接沟通了。
Finally, I can communicate with the other party directly.
乔什开始还装自己不知道这个事情。
Josh pretended not to know about this.
但是当鲁本把之前的合约发送过去后
，However, when Reuben sent the previous contract,
乔什开始愚蠢的找借口说那个合约是前店长签的字，不是自己签的。
Josh started making stupid excuses, saying that the contract was signed by the previous store manager and not himself.
所以在他这儿无效。问题是这个合约的双方是布莱恩和塞勒姆店呢。
Therefore, the problem with this issue is that the parties involved in this contract are Brian and Salem store.
就算不是乔什本人签字。
Even if it's not signed by Josh himself,
他作为店长继承了这家店铺的所有合约和债务。
He inherited all the contracts and debts of this shop as its manager.
也不可能钻成功。
It's impossible to succeed.
这个漏洞的呀。
This is a vulnerability.
在鲁本揭露了对方的把戏后。
After Reuben exposed the other party's trick,
乔什直接摊牌。
Josh came out and said it.
你去告我呀。
Tell me.
我还会叫警察去逮捕。
I will call the police to arrest him.
你们，就像之前布莱恩说过。
You are like Brian said before.
对方敢这么说。
The other person dared to say that.
就是因为只要布莱恩家去起诉。
It is because as long as the Brian family goes to court.
砖块。
Breaks.
小人就会因为诉讼费而被拖破产。
A small person will be dragged into bankruptcy because of the lawsuit fee.
于是鲁本灵机二动。
And Reuben had another idea.
那就让砖块小人来起诉我们就行了呀。
Let them sue us then.
鲁本和团队要策划一些不太严重的商业行为。
Reuben and his team are planning some minor business activities.
作为鱼饵。
As bait.
去诱使砖块小人来起诉他们，就可以省下诉讼费。
However, if they can bring the brick-headed people to sue them, they can save on litigation costs.
并且在法庭上把原本的案件抖出来。
And also to expose other cases in court.
最简单的方法就是偷他们的名字。
The simplest way is to steal their names.
于是鲁本新建了一个自己的公司招牌。
Then Reuben built a new company sign for himself.
把砖块和小人的名字拿过来。
Bring the bricks and the names of the little people.
在下面加上了我们偷老人东西的字样。
We added the words we stole from old people below.
还有一个小偷的 logo.
There is also a logo for the thief.
这种非常明显的讽刺。
This is a very obvious sarcasm.
肯定会让对方生气来起诉吧。
This will definitely make the other party angry and lead to a lawsuit.
啊。
Well,
但是为了不真的违法，鲁本耍的滑头啊。
But in order not to really violate the law,
招牌里真正的名字并非砖块和小人。
The real name on the sign is not bricks and little people.
而是我们偷老人东西，在上面显眼的砖块和小人。
And we stole the old man's things, which were clearly visible on his brick wall and small house.
实际上是 slogan, 法律。
In fact, it is a slogan law.
并没有不准 slogan 和别的公司名字重合呀。
There are no slogans or company names that are duplicated.
这样就可以避免被追究责任。
This law does not aim to avoid liability.
同时在法庭上拿回那些乐高了。
Get those Legos back from the court.
鲁本真的在俄勒冈州注册了这家叫做我们偷老人东西的公司。
Reuben registered a company called We Stole Old People's Stuff in Oregon.
还建了个公司官网。
I also built a company website.
弄了个像帘子一样的招牌。
Got a sign that looks like a curtain.
并且为了避免刑事责任。
And to avoid criminal liability,
鲁本让团队成员也注册了五个子公司。
Reuben also registered 5 subsidiaries for the team members.
成为加盟商和砖块小人学的，方便之后踢皮球。
After becoming a franchisee and learning how to kick the ball, it's time for fun.
除了招牌
，besides the main attraction,
鲁本还带人去塞勒姆店的外面摆摊。
Reuben also took people to set up a stall outside the Salem store.
卖一些自己假公司的周边。
Sell merchandise from your own fake company.
没想到还真的有路人买了一件周边。
I actually saw someone buy a merchandise item.
发现了鲁本团队的行为。
Discovered the actions of the Reuben team.
后，塞勒姆店的经理立刻报了警。
The manager of the back-seated store immediately reported the incident.
但是由于鲁本事先的准备
However, due to Reuben's previous prize,
他离开了现场
He left the scene.
没有被逮到
Not caught.
随后鲁本再次找到了砖块小人的 CEO.
Subsequently, Reuben found the CEO of Brickman again.
对方果然有点被惹到了。
The other person was clearly upset.
但是由于鲁本注册了自己的公司
However, due to Reuben registering his own company,
而且有五个合法的加盟子公司 CEO 立刻就反应过来了。
In addition, there were five legitimate franchise subsidiaries. The CEO immediately reacted to this news.
妈的。
Damn it.
这是在复制我之前的 TPU 招数啊。
This is just copying my kickball trick.
不过 CEO 也是脑子好使。
However, the CEO is also a smart person.
并不打算起诉鲁本。
I don't intend to sue Ruben.
估计是猜到了诉讼费这个因素。
I guess you figured out the cost of litigation.
并且啊，砖块和小人公司不知怎的说服了警察。
And surprisingly, the brick and the little people company managed to convince the police.
他们只是民事纠纷。
They are just a civil dispute.
所以这件事情只能通过法庭解决。
Therefore, this matter can only be resolved through the court.
警察不会介入。
The police will not intervene.
只要不做诉讼。
As long as no lawsuit is filed.
鲁本这边就没有任何机会。
There is no chance for Ruben on this side.
那假如是偷走抽奖活动的奖品？
What if the prize for the lottery is stolen?
这种才能算属于警察要出动的刑事案件。
This kind of case definitely falls under the category of cases that require police intervention.
Yeah, 于是鲁本灵机三。
Here, Ruben was quick-witted.
不，那咱就直接搞一个抽奖活动。
Then let's just hold a lottery.
不然以自己的名义送一个乐高当做奖品。
Ryan gave a Lego as a prize in his own name.
且因为按照合同，店里的乐高的所有权仍然属于布莱恩。
Because according to the contract, all of Lego's ownership in the store still belongs to Ryan.
只要砖块小人公司不把乐高拿出来呢
？As long as the Bricks and Minis company doesn't bring out Lego.
那就相当于从中奖者手里偷走了活动奖品，就变成刑事案件了。
That would be equivalent to stealing the prize from the winner, which would then become a criminal case.
然而
，However,
要搞抽奖活动
，to organize a lottery event,
必须要有博彩执照
，must have a gambling license,
要不然就是非营利组织
，or it's a non-profit organization.
而因为鲁本团队之前卖周边的时候不小心赚了15
And because the Ruben team had accidentally incurred a non-profit bonus when selling merchandise before
块钱已经实现过盈利了
The award has already achieved profitability
所以这两条路都走不通
Therefore, both roads are impassable
但是鲁本灵机四动
But Ruben, the son of Gershom,
我之前不是已经成立了一个宗教组织吗
？I haven't already established a religious organization, have I?
于是鲁本一番操作后
，Then after Ruben performed the operation,
他们已经有了在俄勒冈州合法搞抽奖的资质了。
They already have the qualifications to legally run raffles in Oregon.
组织的名称叫做科学教垃圾，计划很顺利。
The name of the program is Science Education for Garbage.
他们用$1,000的乐高当做奖品，吸引到了很多人来抽。
They used $1,000 worth of Lego bricks as a prize to attract many people to participate in the lottery.
并且成功让一个家庭抽到了乐高奖。
And successfully won a Lego prize for the family.
很快，他们就带着获奖者到了砖块小人的塞勒姆店。
Soon they will bring the winner to Brickman's Salem store.
要求他们把本属于布莱恩。
Ask them to return what belongs to Brian.
现在属于中奖者的乐高拿出来。
Now it's the turn of the winner to present their Lego.
当然了。
Of course.
对方还是拒绝。
The other party still refused.
于是鲁本得到了他要的名义
Therefore, Ruben obtained the title he wanted
就是偷走抽奖奖品
It's about stealing the prize
鲁本赔给了中奖家庭$1,000
Ruben gave $1,000 to the winning family
那没有亏掉。
There is no loss.
这个抽奖，很快警察也被塞勒姆店叫来。
The prize was quickly brought to the police, and then they were called in from Salem.
哎，并且询问了鲁本。
And then I asked Reuben.
鲁本把自己所有的文件拿出来。
Reuben took out all his files.
就是为了让警察来调查。
Just to let the police investigate.
现在这起刑事案件。
Now, this criminal case is.
警察查看文件后。
After the police checked the documents.
认可这个定性。
Recognize this.
这的确是刑事案件。
This is indeed a criminal case.
但是变故突然发生，另一个警察突然走来。
However, the sudden change occurred when another police officer suddenly came over.
并且宣称鲁本团队非法入侵。
And claimed that the Rubenstein team illegally invaded.
并且这个抽奖活动涉嫌伪造，不被认可。
Furthermore, this lottery event is suspected of being fraudulent and not recognized.
要么立刻离开。
Either leave immediately.
要么直接被逮捕。
Either be arrested directly.
很明显。
It's obvious.
警察在遮掩砖块小人的罪行。
Police are covering up the crimes of the brick people.
不管鲁本如何解释自己的行为，没有问题。
No matter how Reuben explains his behavior, it's fine.
警察就是没有遵守法律提供支持。
The police didn't comply with the law and provide support.
鲁本团队离开后，
After the Reuben team left,
又接到了店长乔什的电话。
I received another call from the store manager, Kairoshi.
这回乔什露出的马脚更多了。
This time, Josh revealed more of his flaws.
他已经被鲁本这边的一系列操作弄得有点动摇了。
He has been somewhat shaken by Ruben's series of actions.
虽然警察没有什么用。
Although the police are useless.
但是鲁本这边一直搞的骚操作呀。
However, Ruben has been causing trouble all the time.
已经让心虚的乔什接受不了了。
This is the last straw that broke the camel's back.
于是在下一次的电话里，
Therefore, in the next phone call,
乔什终于自爆。
Josh finally confessed.
的确，
Indeed,
那批乐高在自己店里没有失踪。
The batch of Lego bricks were not missing from the store.
表示愿意归还这些库存。
Expressing willingness to return these stocks.
只要别再搞他的店了。
As long as he doesn't open another store.
乔治这边提出条件。
Jonestown proposed conditions.
因为之前布莱恩发布了针对砖块小人的脸书。
Because Brian had previously posted a Facebook post about the bricks.
天文，对方对这个内容不满。
Astronomer disagrees with this content.
所以只要布莱恩为这篇天文写一封道歉信。
So, as long as Brian writes an apology letter for this astronomy article,
就可以拿回所有乐高。
You can get all the Lego back.
好，但是这明显是个陷阱。
But this is obviously a trap.
如果布莱恩一旦写了道歉信，
If Brian writes an apology letter,
将来上了法庭。
In the future, when I go to court.
这就是乔什的免死金牌。
This is Josh's get out of jail free card.
不仅可能不会定罪。
Not only will they not be convicted.
甚至也没必要归还那些乐高了。鲁本灵机舞动，用 AI 做了假的道歉视频发给了乔什。
Even if it wasn't necessary to return those Legos, Reuben had a clever idea. He made an AI-generated apology video and sent it to Josh.
果然乔什没有立刻归还。
Indeed, Joe didn't return immediately.
反而是又加了条件。
But then added a condition.
让鲁本去给店铺的经理阿曼达道歉。
Ask Reuben to apologize to the store manager, Amanda.
并且说抽奖活动是伪造的。
And say that the lottery is fake.
甚至他还对上帝发誓。
He even swore an oath to hundreds of millions.
绝对不会欺骗他们。
They will never be deceived.
但是这两下子已经让鲁本预想到，很可能这是让自己违背之前禁止入店的警察禁令后被逮捕。
However, these two incidents have made Rubin anticipate that he is likely to be arrested for violating the police's previous ban on entering the store.
这样就可以给乔什喘息之机了。
This will give Josh a chance to breathe.
鲁本呢，仍然还是去找了阿曼达，不出所料。
Rubin still went to find Amanda as expected.
阿曼达看见鲁本，直接掏出手机报警。
Mander saw Rubin pull out his phone and call the police.
Rubin 跑得快。
Rubin runs fast.
没有遇见警察。
No encounter with the police.
而且告知了乔什。
And also informed George Stone.
乔什在电话里许诺会归还乐高的。
Joe promised on the phone that he would return little Leo.
而等了两天。
However, after waiting for 2 days,
Rubin 询问乐高归还进度时呢，得
Rubin asked about the progress of Lou's return.
得到的是无尽的拖延。再
The result is endless procrastination.
之后，鲁本接到了店家的电话。他
Afterwards, Rubin received a call from the shop.
他们反悔了，不
They have changed their minds.
会归还那些乐高。
I won't return those Legos.
因为从一开始他接手这家店的时候
Because he accepted this store from the beginning.
库存就是空的。
I told Julie.
他根本没有那些乐高。
He doesn't have those Lego bricks at all.
这很明显和他之前的说法冲突了。
This obviously contradicts his previous statement.
必定是假话。
It must be a lie.
在鲁本质疑后
After the death of Lou,
乔什破大方，直接电话里出口成脏。
Josh broke into the house and called directly using offensive language.
如果鲁本要去起诉自己
If Rubin is going to sue himself,
他就反咬鲁本才是偷乐高的人。
He accused Rubin of stealing Lego instead.
鲁本此时发觉，乔什其实是害怕被起诉的。
Rubin realized that George was actually afraid of being sued.
看起来还是要靠法院才能解决这个事情。
It seems that the only way to resolve this matter is through a court.
于是鲁本灵机六度，想起了一个叫做小额索赔的制度。
Then Aaron suddenly remembered a system called small claim court.
简单来说呢
In simple terms,
就是去起诉一个民事赔偿的小金额
To file a small amount of civil compensation lawsuit.
这个索赔法庭执行速度快，可以
The claim court execution speed is acceptable.
很容易打赢这个
It's easy to win.
小额索赔官司，美中不足的是呢，小额索赔每个起诉人
This is a small claim and the defendant's response is inadequate. The plaintiff should file for reconsideration.
只能索赔最多$10,000
Maximum claim of $10,000 only.
但呢，可以轻松拿回10,000，但
Otherwise, it's easy to earn $10,000.
但是剩下190,000就没有办法了。
But the remaining $190,000 is no longer enough.
不过，如果是10个不同的诉讼方分
However, if there are 10 different parties involved,
分别对砖块小人进行10场不同案件的小额索赔诉讼呢，就等于10次诉讼
Conduct 10 different small claims lawsuits on behalf of the special people, each with a unique case.
可以拿回$10,000。
You can get back $10,000.
于是
Rubin
团队贡献出10个人
The Rubin team contributed 10 people.
用了信用卡借贷10,000，在公证人的见证下
So, I borrowed 10,000 yuan from a credit card company under the witness of a notary.
分别用10000块购买藏在塞勒姆店的布兰德乐高得到所有权。
By the Lego, set the unquiet ones from the store in Salem for $10,000.
再借布兰的钱还贷，用正规手段。
Use legitimate means to borrow money from Brandon again for mortgage repayment.
让这10个人成为了那份乐高的新持有者。巧的是
These 10 people have become the new owners of Lego, which is a coincidence.
俄勒冈州连消费税都没有。
Oregon has no sales tax.
也就是说
That is to say,
他们和布莱恩可以无限制的随意互相买卖。
They can freely and unlimitedly buy and sell each other.
所以他们的操作是完全合法合规的。
Therefore, their actions were completely compliant with the rules.
这样让这10个人去分别起诉。
This would involve suing each of these 10 people separately.
就可以规避诉讼分割的违法问题。
This can avoid the illegal problem of splitting the lawsuit.
合法用小额索赔诉讼搞回来10万美金的赔偿。
How to successfully sue for a small claim and get $10,000 in compensation.
并且这份准备是早在1个月前就做好了的。
And this preparation had been made as early as a month ago.
原来啊，鲁本真正的计划几个月前就开始了。
Actually, Ruben's real plan started several months ago.
并且一开始就是瞄准的这个小额索赔。
And the initial small claim.
只要这10份起诉书送到了乔什的店里。
As soon as these 10 lawsuits are delivered to Josh's store.
然后乔什没有出现在法庭应诉。
Then Josh didn't appear in court to defend himself.
那么鲁本团队就会直接获得10份诉讼的胜利。
Therefore, the Ruben team will directly win 10 lawsuits.
拿到10万美金的赔偿。
Received a $10,000 settlement.
所以他们现在要做的就是让乔什以为他们即将送过去的起诉书都是捣乱、胡搞，并非真的。
So, what they need to do now is make Josh believe that the lawsuits they are about to send him are just a distraction from the real issues in Hong Kong.
然后不去法庭应诉。
Then don't go to court to defend yourself.
不，直接白送鲁本胜利。
Give away Ruben for free.
在经历了长达几个月的时间当中。
After a period of several months,
鲁本已经送了非常多无厘头的东西。
Ruben has already sent a lot of nonsense.
就到了塞姆。
It's time to start.
鲁本已经送了非常多无厘头的东西。
Ruben has already sent out a lot of nonsense.
到了塞勒姆店。
Arrived at Salem store.
其中当然也夹杂了这些起诉书。
Of course, there were also these complaints.
对方已经完全以为这些都是恶搞了。
The other party had completely thought that these were just pranks.
在送完所有文件后
After submitting all the documents,
鲁本也问到了法院人员
Ruben also asked about the court staff.
没有得到对方任何一个应诉的文件
I didn't receive any response from the other party.
鲁本已经可以申请直接获胜这些官司了。
Ruben could have already sued for a direct win.
得意的鲁本拿着一个粉珠存钱罐。
Proudly, Ruben held up the piggy bank shaped like a pink pig.
大摇大摆地前往了塞勒姆店。
A grand and lively journey to the Salem store.
他要去拿到真金白银的赔偿。
He is going to get compensation in the form of real gold and silver.
好好的治一下无良的二手乐高店了。
Let's fix up this unscrupulous second-hand Lego store. Well,
但是鲁本到达门口时
When Ruben arrived at the door,
愕然发现塞勒姆店就在他们申请缺席审判的当天
He was stunned to find that the cell branch was on the same day they applied for a postponement of their trial.
竟然直接关门了。
just close the door.
甚至都忘记了。
I can't even remember.
在谷歌地图上标记已关店。
Mark closed stores on Google Maps.
因此。
Therefore.
鲁本现在没有办法继续追究这家店的责任了。
Ruben no longer has the means to pursue this store's liability.
不过，鲁本在关掉的店铺上又加了许多招牌。
However, Ruben added many signs to the closed shop.
告诉路过的人
Tell passersby.
专块和小人这家公司都做了什么恶心的事儿？
What bad things did the companies of Shang and Zairo Rui do?
只要没拿回乐高，他
As long as the Lego bricks are not returned,
就不会停止帮助布莱恩。
He wouldn't stop helping Brandon.